This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1148, Habit Stacking to Make Routines That Stick, by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator and the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, but free. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Habit Stacking to Make Routines That Stick, by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. Habits for success. Achieve the goals that matter. When you work to achieve the goals that matter to you, you need to come up with a plan to create habits and routines that will work. Using habit stacking will get you closer to your goals faster. So often we set out to hit these big goals and fall short. We're told to dream big and reach for the stars, but we go about achieving these goals the wrong way. I've been there. I've created an all or nothing mentality way too many times in my life. Maybe you've been there too. You've created these grandiose statements about how you're never eating sugar again, decluttering your entire house in one day, or finally sitting down to write that book you've always dreamed of, which you of course plan to finish in just 1 month. Making big goals and not creating a system to attack them is just setting yourself up for failure. If you've ever started a diet on Monday and by Wednesday are back to your old habits because you've fallen off the wagon, then you know what I mean. Habits of successful people. When successful and productive people make habits, they do it strategically. Yes, they dream big and make huge and mighty goals because playing small never served anyone, but they also come up with a plan to get things done. To create habits that really will produce results and get you to your goals, you have to make them concrete. It doesn't do you any good to say that you'll eat better or read more or be happier. Those are just words tossed up in the sky. You need to put a concrete measure on what you really will accomplish. Change eat better to eat 5 servings of veggies a day, and read more into read 2 books a month, and be happier into have coffee with a friend each week, take a dance lesson every month, or go on a solo vacation. Writing down your goals in such a way that you can measure will set you up for tremendous success. When you know exactly what you're shooting for, you can create a plan to track your results and take steps to achieving it. Habit stacking and creating routines. But how do you actually make a plan that you'll stick to? How can you take your goals and do something with them without quitting? Enter habit stacking. Habit stacking is the number one way that I've seen success with my goals and the way I teach all of the women I work with to go after theirs. Instead of trying to change everything overnight, you need to pick small pieces of the goal to tackle each week. Let's go back to the weight loss example. If you've decided that you want to lose weight and eat healthier, you might decide overnight that you will only drink water, eat vegetables at each meal, eliminate unhealthy carbs, and stop eating after 5 p.m. Where you set yourself up for failure is when you try to do them all at the same time. There's nothing wrong with wanting to change and do better, but if you truly want to make lifestyle changes and achieve long-term goals, no one says that you have to make all of the changes overnight. By breaking them down into smaller habits and really developing those habits as part of your day-to-day routines, you can create systems in your life that just become second nature and impact you long term. So if you're looking to get healthier and lose weight, you might want to pick one of those small goals to work on for 1 to 2 weeks. Take 2 weeks to just focus on your water intake. Don't worry about any of the other stuff and put all your efforts into doing one thing really, really well. You'll become a water expert, hitting your water goal won't feel as hard after 2 weeks, and you'll be able to celebrate the small success and win that you had. After 2 weeks, now that you've tackled that goal and it's become second nature, add in a second small goal. For the next 2 weeks, you'll not only focus on your water intake, which won't be as hard to achieve since you've mastered it these past 2 weeks, but you'll focus on eating 1 serving of vegetables with each meal. Focus on that for 2 weeks, and then add your next small goal. The best way to organize your goals. Will it take you longer to get all of your habits down? Maybe. But by tackling your goals this way, you're more likely to not quit along the way because you're trying to change too much too quickly. This way, you'll start to create habits that last you a lifetime and not just for the short term. And you can celebrate the little wins along the way. Stay motivated. When you're on your way to achieving your goals, how can you stay motivated? Well, with habit stacking, it's not as tough. I suggest using a goal tracking sheet to mark down which habits you're sticking to. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself a gold star or needing to check a box to stay motivated in the beginning. As you are tackling these new habits and making them more part of your lifestyle, external motivation will be a big part in keeping you going. After a few weeks of seeing success with your little wins, these habits will become more internal and you won't need to track them each day. But to start, don't hesitate to track. Tracking will keep you focused, help you see the bigger picture, and allow you to applaud yourself for your success. Without tracking, it's so easy to miss a day of your new habit and completely stop. When you track your new habits, you get that little reminder of what you need to get done and that little push to keep going. So this week, break your goals down and pick one thing to focus on and get really great at it. You just listened to the post titled Habit Stacking to Make Routines That Stick by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. So I've already talked about this recently, so I won't go into too much detail, just that, yes, this is exactly what worked for me. I know I'm an all or nothing type of person. I just have that kind of mindset. So I use that as a strength instead of a weakness. I went all in on doing one tiny exercise a day, like just 5 pull-ups or 20 squats with no weights, just one of those. So easy, only takes like 30 seconds. I have no excuses. So I went all in, and that was like 6 or 7 weeks ago, and I'm still at it. Now getting to the point where I can add to that. So definitely try something like this if you're struggling to build habits. It works for me. But I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great Friday if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.